This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Final two segments of the program happening right now. It is the G-Bag Nation on a Labor Day weekend, Labor Day Monday. Let us know how your travel went. I mean, it is a big weekend for travel. We've got WFAA on right now, them talking about Labor Day travel at DFW Airport. Now, I'm traveling on Friday. I'll be flying out of Love Field. How do we feel about the fact that, and look, shout out to Southwest Airlines. It is a DFW-based company. But that's where they shipped our boy Corso out on.
Really?
Corso flew Southwest Airlines. There was a little blurb on LinkedIn, and I'm sure it went viral on other social platforms as well. But it was Lee, his handler, and, of course, the gate agent, you know, shouted him out over the intercom, and, of course, people clapped and all that kind of stuff. Fair or foul? ESPN putting Lee Corso on a Southwest Airlines flight.
What did Kirk fly on?
Come on, bro. You know Kirk ain't flying on no Southwest Airlines.
That's what I'm
saying.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't Kirk just have Lee come with him?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing they're not flying out of the same area.
Well, I guess that's fair.
So
I'm going to go fair. I mean, Pops flies Southwest, so maybe my dad flew him.
Maybe. My only thing, look, I'm taking nothing away from Southwest Airlines because I'm flying Southwest on Friday. But my point is that you
no
would
PJ?
Think, I mean, Lee's 90.
ESPN's got a lot of money, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's his last show. Like, You can't go get my man on a PJ or at the very least, you know, the thing about Southwest is it's all the same seats, right? I mean, you got a little more like what business class or something like that in the front. But, you know, there's no like first class in Southwest, correct? So
correct.
Why would you not put my man Lee in first class? I'm just thinking last hurrah, which by the way, you alluded to earlier just now.
Went perfect.
6 for 6 on his final picks.
Also saw that all of his former teams that he coached won as well.
Yeah, was it Indiana? Rod Woodson told a great story last week on Rich Eisen. The great Rod Woodson, one of the greatest of all time, who ended up going to Purdue. He's from Indiana. So Lee Corso is driving to his house to recruit him. He was coach of Indiana at the time. Gets fired on the way to Rod Woodson's house. All right. Shows up at Rod Woodson's house and says, "Hey, I've been fired. I just found out on the radio." Because remember, this is the 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have cell phones back then. So it's not like Indiana could call him and say, "Hey, Lee." Now, was it pretty shameful? Like, they knew they were going to fire him. Like, could you not have called him ahead of time or at least before he leaves for whatever part of Indiana he was going to and say, "Hey, bro, go ahead and save that trip because you ain't going to need to make it." Right. But Rod Woodson said, didn't badmouth Indiana, still tried to recruit him to Indiana while he's at his house. Even though he's already been fired, try to get him to come down and do a visit. And Woodson said, "Look, I appreciate it, but if they treat you like that as a coach, what the hell are they going to do to me as a player?" Yeah. So, needless to say, Rod Woodson did not go to Indiana, but that speaks to the character of one Lee Corso, fired and still trying to recruit. Anyway.
No one else would do that.
Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast, my friend. We are 3 days away from your Dallas Cowboys kicking off this season in earnest. I'll ask you two boys. Now that the college football season is well underway, week one punctuates tonight with this North Carolina TCU game. I'm on the record saying today that I think North Carolina wins this ball game. I think it'll be close, but I do think they win outright. But now that we're 3 days away, now real quick, because the Rangers, and we're going to talk a little Rangers here in the next segment and put a bow tie on this program, but game's 3 days away. We just talked to Tommy Yarish. Again, it's kind of up in the air as to whether or not Trayvon Diggs is going to play. I don't think he will. It's kind of up in the air as to whether or not Tyler Guyton's going to play. I don't think he will. That said, where are you at, Khaki Kevin? Because will you be on producing-wise? Because Wednesday night, you're not on with us, right? I think it's Dylon. So this is it. This is your moment. Official prediction. Let me get my pen. What say... The one, the only, the khakis of the cat, Khaki Kevin Walker, your prediction for Thursday night.
I'm going to go give me 31 Philly.
Okay.
Give me 20 Cowboys.
Okay. 31-20 Philly over Dallas. All right. Anything... You want
Aubrey hits a 70-yarder.
Oh, okay.
Start the season with a bang.
Aubrey with a 70-yarder. Okay, so you're on the record for a 31-20. Khaki Kevin, let's go Degenerate Jake.
I'm going to go 37-14 Eagles.
Wow.
But I think CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens score a touchdown.
I like that. I like that.
CDGP.
That would make me feel good as a Cowboys fan.
TD. Okay.
As a Cowboys fan, that made me feel good.
Who leads the team in rushing?
Ooh. I'm going to go Javonte Williams.
Okay.
Well, Blue.
I like it. See, I'm going to go with... Now, I'm going to give my official prediction on Wednesday night.
Oh.
You know, look, I got to give a tease. I mean, we're on 8 to 11. What do you think? I'm giving you all the goods on this show? Love the G-bag. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, I got to save a little something for Fan After Dark on Wednesday night. But, no, I'll give my official prediction then. But I will just give a little tease. I do think Jaden Blue will lead the team in rushing.
I do.
Although I am a fan of Javonte Williams, I do expect him to have a better year than most people think.
I think he'll be RB1 before the season's over, for sure.
Here's the real question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Even midway through.
Will people have this, depending upon how this thing turns out. Now, if it goes 37-14 and they just get dominated in every aspect of the game and just look sloppy and ugly and unorganized, then that'll be one thing. If it just looks like, hey, we just couldn't get anything going, Philadelphia looks like that much better of a team, that's a different conversation. I think this is going to be a closer game than people think. I'm not going to tell you who I think is going to win this football game, but I do think it's going to be a lot closer than people think.
I think that you could still, as a Cowboys fan, you could walk away from this game, even with a loss, and still feel decent about this Cowboys team. You can learn a lot facing the Philadelphia Eagles. You can
Absolutely.
Learn, you can learn how you feel about this new wide receiver tandem. You can learn how you feel about Dak this year.
Yeah.
You can get a kind of a feel. We're not going to see the vanilla anymore. You can kind of get a feel for what this Schottenheimer offense and what this Eberflus defense is going to look like. Maybe you don't win, but maybe you could walk away and say, I kind of like how this Cowboys team looks.
I'm less concerned, and this is going to sound blasphemous, I'm less concerned about the defense Thursday night.
Really?
Okay, I really am. And the reason I say that is this. The defense can get better as the year goes on. And that's not to say the offense can't either, but my point is this. Eberflus has pelts on the wall when it comes to having a good defense. There's a reason why he was picked to be the Chicago Bears head coach. Now, I get it. He wasn't a great head coach, and you know some guys are better off as coordinators as they are head coaches. Schottenheimer, there's still some question marks as to we don't know what we're going to see from him offensively.
We have no idea what this offense will look like.
And Babe Laufenberg said something a couple weeks ago when I was sitting in on KNC with Corey Majors, in that every time he's been an offensive coordinator, it's always been for a defensive-minded head coach. So we don't know how neutered he was when it came to being a open-minded, innovative type of offensive guy.
Yeah.
Now, it's all him. All right. If he wants to be Mike Martz or you know, greatest show on turf, he can do that. All right. If he wants to be Sean McVay or Mike McDaniel and, you know, do all kinds of creativity on offense, he can do that because it's his show now. And yep. So my point in that is this. If you get gashed on Thursday, you expected that. All right. Because this Philadelphia team is better than you offensively. But if your offense goes out there on Thursday night and your offensive line looks like crap, and Dak looks overwhelmed, and CD and George Pickens can't get going, that's a problem. Now, again, it's week one, so let's not. But if you look vanilla on offense and you're conservative and slow and everything's three and out, three and out, three and out, that's a problem. Do I think that's going to happen? I don't, but I would be more concerned if that was the case. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Texas Rangers, get you ready for this three-game set against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Don't you go anywhere. It's the G-Bag Nation.
I mean, what a solid 4.5 hours of radio that we've done for you guys today. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as we here at 105.3 The Fan have enjoyed it. Tip of the cap to our boy, Degenerate Jake. Degenerate Jake. And, you know, for some of the folks that are brand new, and look, we're brand new to, let's stop there. We're not brand new to the G-Bag Nation, but maybe a new core of listeners that aren't used to hearing us on Fan After Dark. So they're not as, I mean, they've heard New Guy Jake, but G-Bag doesn't call you New Guy Jake.
I don't think, I know Chiafalo calls me Jakey. Yeah. I don't know what Wolchuk calls me. I know Broadus called me Jacob, so.
Yeah. So just any number of different names.
Yeah.
I have called you New Guy Jake since you've been here.
It's been a staple.
But again, you're not new anymore.
Nope.
In fact, you're vested. You've been here. You've done that. So today we feel it necessary to coin a new phrase, a new name, and that's Degenerate Jake. Now, Khaki Kev has not gone anywhere with his Wes Welker jersey, so we do appreciate that about him. Lineup today is as follows. You got Josh Smith leading things off, Wyatt Langford in the two-hole, Jock Peterson, my man's been on a tear as of late, he's in that three-hole, Adolis batting cleanup, Rowdy, the Girthquake Telez. He's at the five spot, Josh Young at six, Kyle Higashioka, he's getting the start at catcher today, Cody Freeman, and then, of course, Michael Hellman, and then Patrick Corbin is your pitcher for tonight. So,
is that Cody Freeman or Freeman?
Oh, great question. Great question, but I think that's an F-R-E-E-M-A-N, so I'm going to go with Cody Freeman on that one. So
I'm going to as well.
Boom, there you have it. Michael Hellman, I mean, look, he's been great for you.
Balling.
Cody Freeman's been good for you. I thought Rowdy Telez has been swinging a pretty decent bat here at the plate as well.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say Telez has been doing pretty good here lately. Hellman's gotten into bulkier RBIs. Cody Freeman just continues to get things done. This lineup's going to have to do really good, but Patrick Corbin could put together a pretty good performance. He hasn't been as good as of late.
Although, I think the last time he was out, though, he was halfway decent.
Yeah,
he gave you a solid performance.
He's bounced back. He had a rough stretch there for a bit. I think he went on
a two-game
blender.
Hadn't missed a start, though.
Yeah, he had a two-game blender where he wasn't as as performing as well, but he's definitely turned it back around. A good night from Patrick Corbin tonight could definitely lead to a Rangers win.
All right, who's your home run pick, as our boy Jared Sandler likes to ask?
My home run pick is going to go to...
Who?
I was going to say Rowdy Tellez.
Okay, good. No, good, because I was going to say Kyle Higashioka.
So
you're going with Rowdy?
I'm going Rowdy. Hyder Sandoz.
I like it. All right, so you're going with Rowdy. I'm going with Higgy. Who are you going with?
Jock Peterson.
I like it. Are we all predicting a Rangers win tonight?
I am definitely predicting a Rangers win. Give me 6-3.
6-3, okay.
Corbin gets 6 strikeouts, allows 2 runs.
All right.
Maybe 9-1.
Oh, I like that better.
I'm going to go 5-4. I'm going to go 5-4 Rangers. In fact, I'm going to go, they're going to do what the Diamondbacks did to them. They're going to be down 4-3 heading into the ninth inning. And guess what? My boy Kyle Higashioka is going to hit a 2-run shot, give you a 5-4 lead. And guess who's going to close it out with the dub? You ready
for
this? Robert Garcia with the dub, with the save tonight, shocks the world and wins the game for your Texas Rangers. Yes, that's right. I'm not giving up on my boy just yet. Look, it's not too late. I've said time and time again that I thought this team was going to not make the playoffs. But if you're going to do it, it has to start now. We are 4 weeks away from what has been. I mean, it is the proverbial marathon, not a sprint, when it comes to the baseball season. So you have to get a win tonight. I don't think we're being hyperbolic when we say that. Huge shout out to Tommy Yars. Great stuff from him. Huge shout out to Jordan Schultz for joining us. What a way to kick off the show. Degenerate Jake, great stuff from you behind the glass. All you Tullos and Fatties have been fantastic. A Bravo Zulu performance from my boy, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker, as well. To everybody out there, hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Good night. God bless. Go Rangers. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.